This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online today, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on our Facebook account, Bradley Dean, as well as our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. You can also give us a call anytime over the next 45 minutes. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to be vocal about some of the things that we have endured over the last 20 years of ministry. Interestingly enough, we've done, as you know, to those that have listened to the radio show over and over again, you know that we've done a lot of high schools, public high schools. We've done two Christian schools out of the 360-some that we've done up to this point. So as a matter of fact, we just got back from Alaska. We did two schools there, and then we did a convention center as well. But interestingly enough, friends, the harassment this ministry gets, you need to know. You need to understand, folks, the harassment, the demonization by the state-controlled media. Friends, no matter where I'm at, no matter if I step my foot into a public school in Boca Raton, Florida, for some reason or another, the state-controlled media knows that I'm there. If I'm in Alaska, they know that I'm there. If I'm in California, for some reason or another, they know that I'm there. If I'm on the East Coast doing colleges, they know that I am there. And they demonize everything that we say. And what they want to do is they want to polarize and they want to set a narrative on this ministry. But what's interesting for you to note is that we film every single one of our events for the very purpose of what they do and how they operate. You need to understand, when I say they want to set a narrative concerning this ministry, who we are and what it is that we do, you do need to understand that they don't want to ask questions. They just want to write the story, and they want you to believe what you read about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. And you can run, but you cannot hide, international.com. Now, the reason they do that is because they don't want you to ask questions. And that's why I'm so vocal on the radio about the things that we do. And everything that we do is in the light, just the way Christ did. We don't pull away from that and do a little in the light and a little in the dark. We don't do that. We walk in the light. We want the heart to be single and the eye to be single. And in saying that, friends, it's just astounding. Folks from the New York Times, from the Christian Chronicle, to MSNBC, from CNN, from Nightline. I mean, folks, for some reason or another, they're threatened by the information that we're giving you. They're so threatened that they got to constantly dog my steps everywhere we go. And I'm humored by it. And I want to tell them, people, thank you very much for the national opportunity and what you've given us. Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me, and you do it for us. We appreciate that. And what he does in response is he spoils principalities and powers in response. And by the way, our enemies know that. But now, the reason I'm saying all this, friends, is because I noticed over on Facebook we have almost 400,000 friends on Facebook alone. They've cut my flow again down. And by the way, we just found this out, and we were talking previous to this coming to the light, but here it is again. They have cut my followers down, my flow, my influx of my friends on Facebook by over a million a month. They did that once, and then they did it again, friends. They've cut it down to over a million a month. So instead of hitting 5 million people a month the way that we should be, folks, they've cut it down to about 1,500. Okay? Again, I want you to understand how these people operate. They don't want you to have the information that we're giving you here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I'm going to share some more things with you in just a couple minutes concerning some of the things that we've talked about. And furthermore, folks, they know the information that we're giving you is right. That's why they dog my trails every step of the way, no matter where I'm at, as I shared with you just a couple minutes ago. Now, folks, one of the things that we were just talking about on Saturday was, it was interesting because Scripture's already told us this, as a matter of fact, friends. Remember what I shared with you in Deuteronomy 28. If you want to know what's going on in your country, on the globe today, friends, just follow Scripture, because prophetically the Lord will tell you what He'll do with an obedient people, and He'll also share with you what He'll do with a disobedient people. And in America, I know that you feel that you're still being blessed by God. You are, that you still have the freedom to do the right thing. But I want to let you know that judgment is reigning, no question about it. Now, the reason, again, that I'm bringing that up is because I want to show you exactly where we're at. Because on Saturday, we were talking about all the things that were transpiring, again, in the United States of America concerning Paul Ryan and why he was so apt to go ahead and sue anybody that would stop illegal immigration concerning the Muslims in America. Now, the reason, again, I brought that up, friends, because it was just posted. Okay, here we are again, a couple steps ahead of the game. Okay, it was just posted that Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saudi received Speaker of the House of Representatives Paul Ryan at El Yamama Palace in Raida on Wednesday. Now, I want to listen, friends. I want you to listen to who else was there with Paul Ryan, just to show you how you are being controlled by foreigners. Again, let me go back to Deuteronomy 28. And the Lord shall bring you, a disobedient people, and your king, which he shall set over you, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Now, I want you to understand that Paul Ryan has sold out America. And it's interesting, the other people that are selling their souls just like Judas did, but they fail to remember what happened to Judas after he sold the Son of Man for 30 pieces of silver. The delegations from the United States included a number of House members. Chairman of the Armed Services Committee is meeting with the King of Saudi. Okay? Oh, interesting. Members of the House from Texas Panhandle, William Mack Thornberry, Chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence from California, Devin Nunes, members of the House of Representatives from Ohio, Michael Turner, members of the House of Representatives from New York, Gregory Meeks, member of the House of Representatives from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, member of the House of Representatives from Wisconsin, Ron Kind, member of the House of Representatives from Texas, 23rd Congressional District, Willer Hurd, and the chief aide to House Speaker Jonathan Perks. This all on the heels, friends, of the visit comes on the same week where the United States Secretary of State John Kerry visits Bahrain to hold talks with the GCC foreign ministers on regional security issues. Really, folks? Or is that what they're selling it to be? Who are they working for?
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Okay, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to try to break the show up to two different portions. I want to play some audio for you. I think you're going to get a kick out of it, but once again, it exhibits what's going on in the state-controlled media. We'll get to that after this segment, hopefully. Again, Deuteronomy 28 says, "The Lord shall bring thee." Folks, keep in mind that in the curses, okay, there's 15 blessings in Deuteronomy 15. Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. Isn't it interesting how backwards America has it? But a part of the curse and the judgments of God is that the Lord shall bring you and your king, which you shall set over you. Folks, he acts as if he's one, this narcissist in the White House, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. How many times have I shared with you folks that this is a foreign government that's attacking you? I've shared it with you over and over again. Why? Because Scripture already told me that this was foreign to we the people. Then we started highlighting none other than Paul Ryan just this last week. And interestingly enough, he said he would be willing to go ahead and sue if you wanted to go ahead and try to stop illegal immigrations concerning the Muslims coming into America. Okay? So you have to ask yourself the question at that point, who does Paul Ryan work for? Does he work for the same people that Barack Hussein Obama worked for? Well, of course he does, because we found out that Saudi King receives U.S. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. Why is he not meeting with his constituents, those that he serves, those that he represents? No, he's over in Saudi Arabia speaking with the king. Why could he be doing that with so many delegates from your government? Why are they meeting with the Saudi king, friends? As I shared with you during the last segment, the visit comes on the same week where U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, the joke himself, folks, Mr. AWOL himself, visits Bahrain to hold talks with GCC foreign ministers on regional security issues. The visit also ahead of scheduled visit by United States President Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, this is also the guy that shows homage to foreign kings, which he has no business doing in this country, friends. But again, the visit is also ahead of a scheduled visit by Barack Hussein Obama. Now, folks, during the first segment, I highlighted all the delegates that went along with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan to meet with the Saudi king. And what is this all about? Security talks. Security talks, or is that how it's being sold to the American people once again? Now, I also want to highlight the fact on Saturday we were talking a little bit about Breitbart. I highlighted Andrew Breitbart, who is a God-hater. He also helped start Huffington Post, that liberal communist outlet for those that didn't know. And I know a lot of the conservatives that should know better, oh, they just love Breitbart. They love Andrew Breitbart. Well, you know, they do some good things, but you know what the facts of the matter is? How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Folks, they walk right down the center on both sides. And we have one constitution, not two or three, okay? So going back to that, we were highlighting a little bit about Breitbart and how they are now exposing Barack Hussein Obama for lying to the American people about ISIS. And I just shared with you simply, friends, intelligence is telling us who ISIS is. Even none other than Hillary Clinton just last week, a week and a half ago maybe, blurted the truth out in her confusion when she said that Al-Qaeda is nothing more than a creation of the CIA. Of course they are. Of course they are. Again, friends, listen to me careful, mark it down, and you can mark my words on this. ISIS is nothing more than a global SS. That's all they're used for. They're expendable, friends. It's just a matter of time. And it's interesting, friends, that they'll just go along to get along, these useful idiots, and they'll cause as much damage as they can, and then they die, they go to hell, and then they realize they should have been listening to the Word of God, but they didn't want to do that while they were here, like the man in hell, before he finally figured out how he wanted to go and have Father Abraham go warn all his brothers about the place called hell. We didn't want to believe that there was a hell. Well, you're there now. And you weren't promised a heaven with Allah, were you? Well, you were promised, but it didn't deliver, did Satan? No, because he's the great deluder. He's the deceiver. Okay? But what I want to highlight here, friends, is the fact that we all know that Andrew Breitbart was murdered. We know that that's a fact. And Michael Hastings as well. He was a reporter for the Rolling Stone, and phone by, folks, by the way, if you do a little homework on that guy, you see how they killed him off. People heard two and three explosions, and for some reason in the middle of the night, I mean, his car parts were just disproportionate, but you were supposed to believe the narrative that they set once again. He was exposing some dangerous people, namely the one in the White House. Tom Clancy was also murdered. Now, what's interesting about all of this is I came across this audio. It's posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's by Michael DePinto. Mainstream media finally admits 72 mass banker suicides were likely a vast criminal conspiracy. Hey, America, you think? 72 bankers, mass bankers, suicide? Really? Really? Oh, there's, hey, folks, as I've shared so many times, you can't pick stupid. There's some folks out there that are still buying what they're sold, and they're still drinking the Kool-Aid. And that's why their country's coming to the end of itself, because of American people, namely those that should know better, allow these stupid people to lead from behind. But this is what I want to highlight. Why Andrew Breitbart and Michael Hastings and Tom Clancy were murdered? Well, this was posted just yesterday on, again, Michael DePinto's article, Mainstream Media Finally Admits 72 Mass Bankers Suicides Were Likely a Vast Criminal Conspiracy on Sons of Liberty. And what I was doing is I was listening to the audios, and I thought, well, weren't we just talking about this? Is this not something that we should share with the people? So I want you to listen carefully, okay, friends? This is an interviewer, obviously. It's Dabu77, if you'd like to check it out, Dabu77. And folks, if you want the facts, he's got the hard facts right there. But I want you to listen carefully as to what's talked about here, and what was it, and what was the reason that Breitbart, Hastings, and Clancy were murdered. Listen to this carefully.
Is it common knowledge among intelligence agencies that Barack Obama is not an American, but indeed a foreign agent?
Yes. Yes.
But do the other agencies know who he works for?
Yes. Yeah, they do.
And you think that answer is Saudi Arabia?
Well, I know that to be true. And that's why Breitbart, Hastings, and Tom Clancy are dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Breitbart, no doubt in my mind, taken out. He bragged. I liked Andrew Breitbart, but what he did was incredibly stupid.
Really dumb.
He bragged the day before his death that in the morning he was going to reveal shocking information that would stop the Obama campaign.
And
Mr. Breitbart dropped dead walking home at night.
Yeah.
And turned his corpse was blood red.
Brighter than that, actually. But the point is that he caused the death of Hastings and Tom Clancy because he'd been sharing data with them.
There's a connection between Breitbart's death and Hastings and Clancy.
All of them. Yeah. All of them. Because of the information that Breitbart gave to Tom Clancy, he was working on a novel that would have exposed Obama as a Saudi agent, a Saudi plant in the White House. Well, he knew exactly who Obama was, and he was going to release it in character form in a book.
Mm-hmm.
The character was going to be this president of the United States who was a plant. It was going to be the real information about Obama was going to come out in the form of a novel.
Mm-hmm. And you think this would have been, again, that he was a Saudi Arabian plant?
Yes, oh, absolutely. It's sad. But, you know, Breitbart and his big mouth, man, he caused all those deaths in the end.
Do you think it was arsenic?
No, another poison altogether. That's why they didn't post the bodies for 5 days. That's why the guy who took the blood work did the blood work and knew the poison that had been used on Breitbart. That's why he was killed.
On the morning that the autopsy was supposed to be released.
You got it.
Did you hear that, friends? They even had to kill the guy that did the autopsy because he would come forth and actually tell the people how Breitbart was actually killed. And all three men were killed for what? For telling the American people that Barack Hussein Obama is an agent of Saudi Arabia. Now, if it wasn't true, why did they kill all three of them? And then why is it that they had to actually kill and not release the body autopsies for 5 days? And then once the autopsy was complete, they had to kill the guy that did the autopsy as well. Is that a theory, America? I mean, this is all a part of the article by Michael DePinto. Mainstream media finally admits 72 mass banker suicides were likely a vast criminal conspiracy. Folks, I have a list of all these bankers that just committed suicide. Now, after 75 of them are dead, just like holistic doctors, folks, 102 have died in such a short amount of time. Why are they killing off these people, friends? Who does this work for? That's all you have to ask yourself. But folks, I have a list of all these bankers and just all these suicides and bizarre suicides. But again, America, maybe it's just a theory. Speaking of Andrew Breitbart and Michael Hastings and Mr. Clancy, maybe that's just a theory too. And maybe even the guy that did, hey friends, the autopsy on his dead body, maybe they were right. And maybe you need... Listen...
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, I do have to interject this thought. Again, if you'd like to call in, now's the time, 1-866-582-9933. First of all, I want you to understand that I'm not a theorist, okay? Sometime back, probably last month, in the middle of last month, we actually shared 33 conspiracies that turned out to be 33 conspiracies. But again, the state-controlled narrative was to set them as theories, and you need to keep in mind, those that are setting them as theories, friends, are the ones working for the conspirators. Because conspiracies are very real, and they are very scriptural. Read Jeremiah 11, verse 9 when you get a moment. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But going back to what's going on here, Saturday, we were talking about Paul Ryan saying he was going to sue Trump if he wanted to stop illegal immigration. Then, folks, we started talking about Andrew Breitbart, and Breitbart came out, and they started talking about how the fact that Barack Hussein Obama has been lying about ISIS every step of the way to the American people. Well, it's interesting, even those that work for Breitbart, and again, let me just reiterate this because it really jacks me up. Folks, these people know the truth, but yet we haven't heard a thing about Barack Hussein Obama being a Saudi agent, yet we went to Scripture for years talking about how the Lord shall bring you, America, and your king. He acts as if he's one, and you give him the right to act as if he's one. Thy king which thou shall set him over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods. We found out that Paul Ryan and other delegates are meeting with the king of Saudi Arabia. We just found out that intelligence agencies, those that are in the know that Barack Hussein Obama is an agent of Saudi Arabia. This is what they are talking about. This is why Breitbart was killed. This is why Hastings was killed and why Clancy was killed, because they were sharing information. And Andrew Breitbart was going to come out the very next morning and blow it out to the world from the housetop as to who Barack Hussein Obama was. Well, the next morning he's dead. And Americans sit back and say, what happened there? Well, this is the information that they didn't want you to find out about. That's why they killed these people. Okay? But again, friends, that's all we have to do. It's not a theory. It's a fact. Because nobody could do the things that a Barack Hussein Obama could do to we the people unless they were foreign. And folks, for years we have been talking about how this is foreign to the institution that God has ordained in this country. You are under attack by a foreign government, not an American government. And you know who the players are. You found, you know, you can identify. You can judge them by their fruits as to who those are that have sold out to these people that are destroying your country. And again, that's all we had to do is go to Scripture, friends, and that's where we've been. And that's what I love about being right all the time. It's not because I'm right. It's about me putting my feet upon the rock and saying, he's right. He already told us what the deal is, friends. So now at this point, we know that God is not a man that he should lie. We know that his counsel is infallible and it's immutable, okay? You do understand that at this point, for you to deny what's going on in the White House is for you to stand there and point your finger back at God and call him a liar. Because the fruit is all over the devil in the White House. There's no question about it. But yet he's there. And yet he's there. And yet he's there. And now, what begs the question for me, going back to the Breitbarts, if you had this information, why haven't you been blowing this off from the microphones, through your media outsources, through your television networks? How come you're not sharing this information with the people? Because I haven't heard from one conservative friend or one professed Christian the facts of the matter. And I guess I'm the only one that understands that, listen, going back to the word is about the simplest thing you can do to understand what's going on here. But this is what is going on. And in P.S., we were highlighting these scriptures on Saturday. Okay? Now I can also go down. I want to jump topics in just a couple minutes here, friends. I want to show you who, again, is sharing this information with you and how they can't be trusted. You know, it tells us in Deuteronomy 28, folks, that therefore thou shalt serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee. Okay? It tells us in verse 49, chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt understand, a nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. We can see that through Obamacare, the death panels, friends. We can see that. And isn't it not interesting, friends? This president, this devil incarnate in the White House, is it not interesting to you that folks in the Muslim nations, in the Middle East nations, folks, do you understand that they are told to multiply and to replenish the earth? Have as many kids as you possibly can. Isn't it interesting? Barack has been sticking up for these people, tearing down your laws to give your land over to illegal immigrants, namely from the Middle East, to come into this land. Isn't it also interesting to note, friends, talking about how they shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young, is it not interesting that it's this criminal in the White House, friends? Is it not interesting that he was the one and is the one that has advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb more than any president in the American history, the United States, in American history, ever? He voted over 242 times. Why is it? Because it's population control. See, you also need to understand the more they can get rid of here, less resistance to the more they bring as those that are sent to plunder this nation. This is all the hand of God. It's not Barack, folks, that is in the natural. It's not the king of Saudi. Hey, folks, we're in a spiritual warfare. And if you want to think that this is a game for another day of your life, you can go ahead and do that. You want to keep dancing with the devil? You can rest assured that the Lord said he'll come as a thief in the night. He knows those that are playing games. And he'll come as a thief in the night when you least expect it. But to those that want to take heed to what's going on in your country, you are in some dangerous, dangerous times. Dangerous times. Oh, by the way, if I go down to verse 52, is right in front of me, Deuteronomy 28. And he shall besiege thee. Notice he said, he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. slow takeover until thy high and fence walls come down, wherein thou trustest. Your military is being overtaken, folks. Your administration's being overtaken. You're seeing this locally. You're seeing an influx of illegal immigrants, namely illegal radical Muslims, friends, that are taking over communities, little towns all over the country. Folks, this is all a part of perfect judgment. Your sin, again, and I want to tell you something, it's not before the Muslims. Your sin is before God. And when I say that, you need to ponder the things that I'm telling you, because it's not a game. He shall besiege thee in all thy gates. Is that what's happening today? Until thy high and fenced walls come down. Is that what's happening today? Wherein you trusted throughout all the land, you trust the wall. You don't trust God, you trust the wall. And because you put your trust in the wall, God's going to allow it to come down until you put your trust where it belongs. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord hath given thee. That's what's going on. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, he goes on. And folks, when you go to Leviticus 26, he brings it in stages. The next stage for America, listen to me carefully, the next stage for America is disarmament and then the sword. You can mark my words. That is the history of tyrants. And that's exactly the road we're on right now. You know, as I shared with you on Saturday, who the bad guys are. If you fail to lawfully deal with those that are violating God's moral law, then you are going to eat the fruit of your own ways. That is hate towards God, and it's hate towards your brother. When you obey God, it means that you have been born of the Spirit, John 3:3, and your heart is filled with the love of God, Romans 5:5. And guess what you do? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. It's that simple. Now, I want to get to another topic here. I know. You know, brother, you used that word law again. Yep, I did. It's the one that you have failed to use for a long time, you anarchist, you antinomianist. You are responsible directly. You have taken heed to the destroyer of your own soul to refuse to obey God's moral government. Hey, folks, a cop that disobeys the government, does he love his country or does he hate his country? If he disobeys his government, he hates it. But if he obeys his government, it means that he agrees with it and he loves his government. And guess what he does? He enforces the laws. It comes back again to common sense, friends. You need to shut the TV down. You need to turn off the conservatives and the professed Christians, America, unless they're willing to tell you exactly what's in the good book. And if you want to know what's going on in your country, you better get to the good book, because he's got all the answers that you need. And isn't it interesting? Everybody in this country, for the most part, is complaining about this administration lying, stealing, killing, coveting, committing adultery. Folks, all the crimes that they can possibly commit. Do you realize those are violations of God's moral law that you're complaining about? In other words, you're in agreement with God, and you should be angry with the laws that have been violated, because that is God's moral law. That's the second tablet. But now, if you love the Lord your God, you're going to have no other gods before him. Because we know that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, right? And you're not going to create a God to suit your own sin. No, you're going to walk in holiness and be holy as I am holy, because it's a commandment, not a suggestion. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, right? And number three is none other than thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you practice what you preach, but here we have it. See, folks, I want you to understand that a private faith that does not act in the face of oppression is no faith at all. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Read the book of James, chapter 1. A private faith that does not act in the face of oppression is no faith at all. And we're called, by the way, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, right? Heart to God, hand to man, no works done for self, servile work, right? And number five, we're to honor our father and our mother. But what is Americans overall, what have you been taught over the last 60 years? To dishonor. Folks, so let's put the two tablets together, and what is it? This is the whole of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know what's cool about sticking to the Word of God as well, friends? You know what's really cool about sticking to the Word of God? You can foretell without questioning. It's a sure word of prophecy. It's not hit and miss. It's a sure word of prophecy. Now, friends, last week we spent a lot of time on who Barack Hussein Obama has appointed to the DHS. We talked about how he has released Guantanamo Bay terrorist-tied individuals to the Middle East to fight Americans on another day. You're being surrounded. You're being infiltrated little by little, America. This isn't, I'm not broadcasting into the Middle East, friends, talking about what's going on in their backyard. I'm talking about what's going on in your backyard, America. And I can go down the list, friends, of the Muslims that have been appointed and the radical homosexuals. And furthermore, just to bring in the interject the homosexuals to show you that I was right again on this topic, not me, friends, but the Word of God. It's interesting to note, even after what allegedly took place in Orlando, did you know that the lesbian, gay, the LGBT, did you know bisexual transgenders, friends? I mean, how sick can it get, right? Do you know that they blamed the Christian right for the crimes that DHS appointed radical Muslim transgender sodomite did to those people, allegedly? They blamed you. They blamed 78% of the American people for the crimes that this sodomite Muslim committed. You need to understand that, America, you are under attack. Now, I want to jump over to this really quick. Remember when I shared with you sometime back Dr. Udo Ufkat? He's a German editor and journalist. He said that the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said we're taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. Well, I just got this again, and I love how the Lord just teased these things up for this radio program. But it's interesting to note, I've done something similar to what I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But this is a brand new one. Just to show you, when I'm talking about six corporations globally that own the media and the outsource and the resources in which you get friends, how it's all bought and paid for and how they go along to get along, I want to show you and play for you some audio, friends, that is circling the globe once again to show you that you can't trust a thing that these people say, and you have these little useful idiots that are willing to just go ahead and read off the teleprompter what they're told to say, and sure enough, they just go ahead. And just to, hey folks, without further ado, let them prove my point. Listen to this, friends.
A child's happiness is priceless.
All across the country.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Well, child's happiness is priceless, right? Especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on their birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially when it comes to their birthday.
Absolutely.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Well, a child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's smile is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
You know, a child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
As the people laugh to their own demise.
Priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. You like that?
All across the country at the same time, America.
Factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
All doing the same things at the same time.
Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors. In collaboration with those that are destroying.
Economic factors.
Giving you misinformation 24/7.
This year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring.
You can't believe a thing these people say.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of these.
And every once in a while, they'll blur out the truth in their confusion, or if they do tell the truth, it's usually in part or something that they themselves believe. Okay? I don't care what they believe. We're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion.
Out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors. These are called useful idiots. And these people go right along to get along without asking any questions.
Economic factors.
Though these are nice topics, friends, what about the news that you get? They're all together. They're all saying the same things at the same time.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby. Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says,
entertainment.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Holidays.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers. Children. Yeah, or folks, whatever baby. It is, they'll just go along with it.
Yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
And see, isn't it interesting how they talk as if they're speaking out of their own hearts?
Yeah, baby.
They're all reading the teleprompter.
Mike Myers says,
and these are the
yeah,
same
baby.
People,
Mike
friends.
Mike Myers says, yeah.
Many of them are conservative
Mike
outlets
says, yeah, baby.
That should know better.
Says, yeah, baby.
What do they do?
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Well, you know, they've got a job to hold on to.
Yeah, baby.
They've got to keep their sponsors happy. They don't care about the truth no more than the one destroying the country does.
Yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, 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 yeah, baby.
See, and again, we have the American people laughing about this in the background to their own demise. I don't see anything funny about it.
Yeah, baby. Talk show host Conan O'Brien, maybe about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien, maybe.
See, folks, you get the point. And this goes on. This goes on. You can shut it off. This goes on every day of the week. No matter what's being thrown, friends, these are the people that are reporting. They're the ones reading the teleprompter. And these are supposed to be journalists These are the ones that are supposed to be checking out the facts for themselves. It's not that anymore. Hey, friends, furthermore, look at all these conservative outlets. I mean, they got a bunch of half-naked whores. It's not because they're smart people for the most part, but they got these half-naked whores up on the television set as they're reading the teleprompter. And so they're appealing to your lusts. And it's interesting, again, counter to Scripture, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. It tells us in the book of Colossians 3 that we're to mortify the deeds of the flesh. It tells us that in the book of Galatians 5. It tells us that in the book of Philippians, in Galatians 2:21. See, but folks, again, the American people stand back and they laugh about it to their own demise. Or they're entertained. Took my family out to dinner yesterday. And almost without fail, 9 times out of 10. You have a TV in front of your face by force, not by choice. And what is it? It's sports. Diversion. And they're just diversive tactics, friends, to get your eyes off of what's really going on. They want to keep you entertained while they destroy the country. Now, remember, Mark Twain was right. He was a vile man, by the way, but the quote is correct. He said, if you don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed. If you read the newspapers, you're misinformed. Listen, if you don't listen to the state-controlled narrative, you're uninformed. If you read the state-controlled narrative, you're misinformed by design. Now, some people will say, well, I got to know what's going on. Well, let me ask you the question. As I said earlier, they every once in a while will blurt out the truth in their confusion or something that they themselves agree with, okay, which is according or congruent with law, which is good. That's great. That's fine. Okay. But the fact of the matter, friends, is when you're listening to this kind of stuff, you've got to equate it to what you eat. Would you eat a steak if you knew there was a dab of poison on it? Well, of course not. Well, why do you take what you are is, you know, what you eat, and what you eat is what you are. That's both in the spiritual and in the natural. You sit there and feed on lies. Guess what? You're going to be confused and you're going to be misinformed. You're not going to sit there and eat the whole steak randomly, taking bites and carving out where you think the poison might be and avoiding that. No. Folks, it's the same thing with the media. You can't believe what they say. And yet, flight after flight across the country, I am bewildered at the stupidity of the adults in this country. There can be 250 people on an airplane, friends. I can walk up and down the aisle, and I can see three quarters of them easy feeding on some gossip magazine or playing gambling online or playing some adult game. I mean, folks, you have a lot to be afraid of. You really do. But I want to end the show with this. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They control me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Which runs counter to Scripture once again. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes, saith David. Led by the Spirit of God. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Psalm 101, verse 3. Folks, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.